You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 10 past one with Sam Norris, John Budden and Paddy Aspel in the studio. Three meetings on Sunday. We've got racing on the flat at Ayr, jumping from Market Raisin and a flat card over the Irish Sea as well at Limerick. So three meetings to go. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Mount. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Very, very good Saturday of racing. So we'll start with a look back at that and then we'll get stuck into Sunday's action. And the obvious starting point is the best horse that we're probably going to see for fair some time. She's a wonder mare. It was the return of Enable in the Eclipse. And boy, did she return with a bang.
Tried her heart out but couldn't get to Enable. That brilliant mare, she's done it. Enable from Magical, Regal Reality, Dancer Terrier, then Mustachery, Hunting Horn, Telecaster.
Yeah, Enable back to winning ways on her reappearance in the Eclipse then. She's very good, isn't she, Andrew?
Yeah, fantastic. And ever the optimist, I tried to take her on her reappearance, backing Telecaster each way. But there was only going to be one winner from a long way out. And she was always in position A, tracking the front runner. And you know, wasn't hard pressed to hold off Magical by three quarters of a length, and you got the impression that you know, we're at a mile and a half, she'd have won even more easily. So all roads lead to Longchamp now for a third arc, but the King George en route to that, for which I think she's 11-10 now.
The 11-10 has already been hoovered up. She's now even money, so she's shortened again for the King George, and she's 2-1 favourite for the arc in a bid to become a three-time winner of the race, which would be quite something.
Yeah, and value punters managed to take advantage of William Hill's offer on Saturday morning. I think we had a price boost 7-2 out to 5-1, enabled to win the King George. And I saw that sort of flash up on my social media. So if you've got that price, you're sitting pretty. Sadly, I didn't.
She's very good then. She returned 4-6, winning the Eclipse. She beat Magical at 11-4, Regal Reality 17-2, won by three quarters of a length under Frankie Dettori, but was value for more than that. And yeah, it looks like next stop for her will be the King George en route to a bid at winning a third arc in a row. It was a good day on the whole for John Gosden as well with his fillies, because he had the winner at Haydock in the Lancashire Oaks as well, as Embihar came home in front. He's got a very good record in that race, and she wasn't sent off the favourite. She was 5-2, beat Dramatic Queen at 4-1. Classique was third, the 13-8 favourite, but he's pretty good at training anything, but seems to be doing really well with his fillies and mares at the moment.
That's right. That was John Gosden's fifth win in the race since 2011. Embihar, the 5-2 second favourite, getting up by a neck to deny Dramatic Queen. She's now won three of her six starts. Interestingly, her wins have all been followed by a defeat, so it'll be interesting to see whether that sort of knocks her back, and she's perhaps one to be slightly wary of at a very short price next time out. So just a word of caution there. But it was a nice performance, because Dramatic Queen looked to have stolen it from the front under a good ride by Richard Kingscote, and the pair pulled well clear of Classique, the 13-8 favourite.
It's not every race card that would have an Oaks on it, but that wouldn't be the feature race. Technically, the feature race there at Haydock was the Old Newton Cup, a wide open Class 2 handicap, big betting race of the day. Kelly's Dino, the winner, 14-1, beat Lucius Tiberius at 14-1. Epaulement was third at 10s. Indianapolis in fourth at 14-1. And I believe we paid the first five home here at William Hill. So Eddiston Rock, if you backed that at 33s, you'd be paid out as well. As open as you'd expect. Did you learn anything there? Did you take anything from the race?
Yeah, it was. I was fortunate, having read the Racing Post at lunchtime today and read Carl Burke's comments about Kelly's Dino being quite a stuffy horse and hard to get fit at home. And his trainer reckoned that he needed that run last time out after a break of 2 months, when second to Island Brave at Ayr. Race form gave that race a really good time figure, and Kelly's Dina has reversed the form. That was his second run after a wind operation. So there could be even more to come, because he's going to improve with racing as he gets fitter and fitter. And he went into the track last summer, actually, when he won at Ascot or at the King George meeting. I think he was the only winner to win from near the front on the round course at that two-day meeting. So definitely a horse going places, and you would imagine it's going to be the Ebor next.
Let's leave that there for a look back at Saturday then. Some superb racing on the Saturday. It's a little bit of a quieter day on Sunday, I must admit, but there is still a chance to find winners. Finding the winner of the Eclipse pays the same as finding a 4-6 winner at Ayr on Sunday. We've got Ayr Limerick and Market Raisin to get stuck into. You've picked out two horses that you fancy for us. Andrew, what's the first and why?
Yeah, the first one is in Ireland at Limerick. It's the 255. This is a 7 furlong handicap, 7 runners. And I'm drawn to the fact that Major Reward has changed yards since his last run. Now, Jer Lyons has got an incredible record when he takes one over from another yard and runs it on the turf, on the flat. Since 2012, 24 runners in these circumstances, and a massive 12 of the 24 have run. So you assume they're all going to be short prices, but they're not. If you bat them blind, you'd have made £58.58 to a £1 level stake at SP. That's over 200% on turnover. He's had 4 stable switches run on the flat on turf this year. They've all won 9-1, 4-1, 100-30, and 5-4.
Wow.
So Major Reward is the 5th in that sequence. Was with Adrian Keatley when running at the Curragh last time out. That was in listed company back on the 6th of May. Was a 50-1 shot and ran accordingly, only beating one rival. But you know, go back to September of last year, he was winning on his debut in a Dundalk maiden over 7 furlongs. So you know, it's only his second run in a handicap. He switched to an inform yard. He specialises in winning with new acquisitions. And I'm not sure what price he's going to be. We haven't seen any betting yet. Looking at the Racing Post's forecast, they've gone as the 5-2 joint favourite with Fit for Function. But I shall be napping at Major Reward in the 255 at Limerick.
Major Reward in the 255 then. Strong selection, nap selection, in fact, for Andrew Mount. And pick number two?
Yeah, this is trickier. This is the 515 at Ayr. I'm going for this amateur rider's 5 furlong handicap. Class 6 action here. And I'm just going to side with Oriental Splendor for Ruth Carr. 15-2 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. This is a race in which Ruth Carr's done pretty well. She's won it twice. She was on the mark with Lexington Place last year, and in 2014 she won the race with Chosen One, both of those near the head of the market. This one was disappointing at Beverley last time out, but the way the track's riding Ayr at the moment, I think you want to be sort of middle to low and down the centre of the track in the sprint handicaps, so a draw in stall 4 could be useful. And as I say, her trainer's got a good record in the race. So Oriental Splendor in the 5.15 at Ayr.
Currently 5-2, we do have a market out already for that 5.15 at Ayr. And good news is as well, if you're having an each way bet there, with 15 runners it should be 3 places each way, but here at William Hill 4 places each way and a 5th of the odds, so you've got an extra place to aim at in that. We have 5 extra place races every single day here at William Hill, and that is just one of them. Great stuff. Stronger opinion, the one at Limerick, did you say?
Yeah, that's right. Major Reward would be the best of the two.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andrew. Been a pleasure as always. Best of luck. Enjoy it on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
And you can listen to Sunday's action on William Hill Racing Radio. We go live from 1:10 with Sam Norris, John Budden and Paddy Aspel in the studio. We've got racing at Ayr, Market Raisin and Limerick. And you can get all of that with full commentaries and results, as well as expert betting tips and advice throughout the course of the day. Do join them on William Hill Racing Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.